Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
You're going to talk with us about feeding in the first 3 days of life. Clearly, lots of attention, both here at home in the United States and globally, on the importance of breastfeeding. Primary objective of feeding in the first year of life, probably throughout life, is the acquisition of nutrients to promote growth. There's always this balance of energy intake and energy needs, and clearly, the younger you are, the more important it is to develop eating skills and appropriate behaviors. The introduction of this concept of weaning foods and the need for supplemental vitamins and minerals is crucial. But I think you're about to tell us that perhaps too much too fast can cause some problems. Parents may be tempted to supplement with lots of different kinds of milk, and I'm probably going to miss a lot of them. Modified cow's milk, goat's milk, plant-based milk, soy products, probably many, many other products as well. Are these suitable for young infants? We don't know. You found a poem. It was published in JAMA Pediatrics. It begins on page 1137. It answers the question, does cow's milk formula cause more frequent food allergies in newborns at increased risk of atopy?
Yeah, it's a little different from our usual study, I guess. And it was done at the study was at a university hospital in Japan, and they identified 312 breastfed newborns who were at increased risk for atopy. And I'm thinking they must have been at very increased risk. They were identified because their close relatives had atopic eczema, atopic disease, or asthma. So they were randomized to get supplementation, if desired, with an amino acid-based elemental formula for at least the first 3 days of life, or with cow's milk beginning on the first day of life. And then they looked at these infants 24 months later, and they evaluated. They did some sort of disease-oriented biomarker stuff. They looked at serum levels of IgE. At 24 months, fewer infants initially restricted from cow's milk developed elevated IgE to cow's milk exposure. So at 24 months, they were given milk. They looked at their IgE levels, and they had about half the likelihood of elevated IgE. So that's, okay, interesting, but not really useful clinically. The clinical outcome they looked at was clinical diagnosis of food allergies, and that was significantly less common in the infants who weren't exposed to milk early on, 3% versus 13%. Number needed to treat is about 10. They also found a significantly lower risk, and this is kind of hard to swallow here, 0.7% versus 8.6% anaphylaxis rate. So what kind of population has an 8% risk of anaphylaxis by 2 years of age? That's just seems way out of the normal. So there is that issue. The rate of anaphylaxis being that high, it was much lower in those who weren't exposed to milk. So the bottom line, in infants at increased risk for atopy, restricting cow's milk supplementation for the first 3 days of life at least is associated with a lower risk of cow's milk food allergy by 24 months of age.
And we'll talk with you again next week. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.